Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter while you're there. Don't forget to check out the blog. It's also on the off the homepage there and the archives, the Brain Trust members. Lots and lots of stuff, including the body of work that Kathy Perry has deposited with us since she's become a member of our Brain Trust. We've talked a lot about social media, how to use social media, and that's what we're talking about right now. Kathy, tell us how we can find you and how we can find your book, Stepping Stones to Success.
You can definitely catch up with me at www.kathyperry.com. That's Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. And also, they can download for free the 52 Social Media Tips ebook at 52socialmediatips.com.
All right.
So it's a gift.
So check it out. Thank you for that too, by the way, Kathy. Let's get into some of the specifics. We talked earlier about what you need to do, why you need to do it with regard to social media, but let's use some of the platforms. Talk to us about how to use some of these public platforms that people can hook up with and start building communities online.
Well, the nice thing about Twitter and Twitter isn't always the easiest tool for a small business to even know what to do with, but they do have a powerful ability to give you the pulse of what's going on with your customer base. So if they want to go to search.twitter.com, then you can put in your keywords and do a search on live conversations in your area to find out what are people talking about. And that's valuable.
And that makes Twitter right there in your hometown, basically. It's your own little local Twitter community.
It does, because you can put your search criteria in for a specific area, a zip code. You can even put it in on a demographic with female versus male, age. I think age, too. So there's a lot of different criteria that you can do a search on, and these are live conversations, which is different than when you do a Google search where you're doing all kinds of content. But with live conversations, you can put in your business niche and find out what do people want and be able to respond appropriately to what people are really talking about and wanting.
Right, absolutely, no question. That's very interesting what you were just saying about Twitter, because a lot of times I think when people go look at Twitter, they think about this universe, hundreds of millions of people out there. But the truth is, you should think about it like you do your own neighborhood, like you do your own market. You're not worrying about the 6 billion people on the planet. You're worrying about the 30,000 people in your community.
Yes, and the other nice thing, it'll show you by seeing who's talking about what, you can identify maybe some centers of influence that would be good for you in your area of expertise, or maybe some key industry leaders that you are trying to follow or get in touch with. And that's a great avenue to get exposure and be in front of those people.
Well, and the thing is, and see, this is how a diner uses Twitter to build people in the community who want to keep up with what's on the menu today.
Yeah,
I mean, this is how the huge Twitter mechanism can be used for a local dry cleaner or whatever to build a local community on Twitter.
Yeah, and it's a good tool for retail customers. So if you're a B2C, a business to consumer type of retail business, Twitter's a great tool for that.
I love telling the story, Kathy, about the guy who makes fish tacos out in L.A. And he never knows what I mean, people love his tacos. He sells out, you know, in 30 minutes. And he puts up on Twitter whatever intersection he's going to be at, and people find him. They follow him on Twitter, and it's all right there in the local area.
That's a perfect example of how you know certain businesses can use a tool like that. And you know, and then the blog is very important for, you know, other types of businesses that maybe isn't, you know, reacting quickly to a Twitter feed, but they certainly could be getting valuable information from you on your blog. And like I mentioned earlier, you know, keeping the blog consistent with what's happening in your business is very important.
Right. Absolutely. And that comes back to this, the authentic voice that we talked about earlier
about
just, you know, you don't have to write an epistle. You don't have to write three chapters. It could be 35 words. It could be eight words.
And,
who knows?
And
the main thing is the main
pictures. And when you put the pictures there,
right,
you don't have to write as much either.
Well, and you know, and coming back to Twitter won't let you write very much.
Oh no, 140 characters. You have to really be very succinct to what you want.
Not
to
words,
say.
Folks. That includes punctuation and spaces.
That's everything. Yeah, 140.
Hey, Kathy,
characters.
Give us your website again, Kathy.
It's KathyPerry.com, KathyPerry.com.
Thank you, Kathy, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, broadcasting live from Houston, Texas. We had big doings here last night. We're going to tell you about it after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.